Chapter 12. A hollow image of the T-shaped communications device spun and turned above the analyzer's projector. Lando's towering chief technician, a Saurian named Tall Leek Tall, paused the image and gestured to it. "You can see the amplification relay here, just at the upper juncture."
"Then it is a transponder?" Leia asked from the far side of the projector.
The glow emanating from the projector's base enhanced the slight sunburns she and Han had sustained from 2 days of swimming and taking long beach walks with Alana. Pre-imperial in design, and I suspect rarely encountered even in its day. Tall Leek Tall moved to the analyzer and called on screen a similar but far from identical piece of hardware. "This is an image from the database library, manufactured by Chadok Communications during the Clone Wars, but I've no way of determining whether yours was made by the same company."
"There's no manufacturer symbol?" Han asked.
"Or model or serial numbers."
"Could they have been deliberately removed?"
"There's no indication that any existed." Tall Leek Tall put the hollow image in motion, and Han circled it, his hand rubbing the stubble on his chin. "You were correct regarding the device's memetic properties," the Saurian said, "in that it is not unlike comlinks and transceivers developed for use by intelligence organizations. As I say, this one does not match any known Republic or Imperial-era designs, but the use of memetic alloy at least suggests the possibility that the device was installed covertly, or for covert purposes. Have you detected any changes in the performance of your vessel since the device was removed?"
"No, nothing like that."
"With the Falcon, how would we even know?"
Leia asked, smiling. Tall Leek Tall laughed.
"The reason I ask is that the transponder is still active."
"I told you I wasn't hearing things," Han said to Leia.
She turned to Tall Leek Tall.
"Isn't there some way to prompt it?"
"I made several attempts at interrogating the device using codes common during the latter Republic and early Imperial eras, but to no effect. It appears that it will only transmit its encoded message in response to a predefined received signal."
Leia frowned, then brightened.
"Amelia will be thrilled to learn that we failed to solve the mystery."
"I would vouchsafe one suggestion," Tall Leek Tall said. "Do not reinstall it."
A hollow image of Jadak's brain was revolving on a display screen when he entered Ril Bazant's office and lowered himself into an armchair. The Twi'lek psychotherapist smiled and came around the desk to take a seat opposite him.
"How are your legs?"
"Getting me around."
She took note of his sullen tone of voice and nodded.
"And, in general, how are you?"
"Well, let's see. My memory's still shot full of holes and I feel like I'm imprisoned in someone else's body. I'm sleeping an hour a night, if I'm lucky, and my hands shake."
Jadak showed them to her.
"Other than that, everything's fine."
"Go on,"
she said.
"My body seems to know that a lot of time has passed, but my mind hasn't caught up."
"It will."
"So you keep telling me, but 62 years ago feels like yesterday to me."
"The past is nothing but yesterday's, Captain, whether years or decades have elapsed."
"I'll try to keep that in mind next time I watch some HoloNet documentary about Emperor Palpatine and think to myself that I caught a glimpse of him last week on Coruscant."
Jadak looked her in the eye.
"I've got this phrase stuck in my head. Alliance for the Restoration of the Republic. I can't get past it. Like my mind's waiting for some kind of prompt that'll bring back the rest of my memory."